Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I told you that I bought the Xbox One last week, right?
Yes.
I also installed on it the DVD player and the CD player. So what I'm going to do, since it's right to my immediate right here, I will put a little cord off of it, and I will run it through the board so that I can play you certain things that I've gone through and found over the weekend. Like,
ooh,
for example, my appearance with the President's Own.
Look at that. With Mike O'Mara.
Where you played the moderator, because there was an argument between the saxophone and the trombone player, right?
No, it was. I was actually the announcer for the Dream Hour, where, well, it says...
It does say moderator.
You catch that so quickly. God, you're like robot. That's amazing. There it is.
But you if I remember right, that's almost like an old-timey radio show. And yes. You hosted the band, right? Or
they
the orchestra.
They discovered at the location where the President's Own, the Marine Band, performed, the hall where they were, they discovered hundreds of these old radio scripts from these programs that they did on the weekend for shut-ins. That's exactly what it was called.
Radio for shut-ins?
Or mass for shut-ins is also
radio broadcast for people that couldn't get out of the house that wanted to hear a band concert. And they also used it as a recruiting tool for the Marine Corps, so I would have these scripts for, and if you would like to serve your country, contact your local Marine recruiter, that type of thing. And so
I have,
and that was also, let me see, this was March 24th, 2013, when I began that wonderful friendship with Michael Colbert.
Is that how you met the Colonel?
It's exactly how I met him. He was a fan of the show before that, but he reached out, and I went ahead and did this, and then we became very good
And then
friends.
You snubbed him last year.
That's right. You poisoned him with overly buttered shrimp and sent him on his way.
I really almost killed the man. I almost killed everybody. That was one of the worst cooking experiences I've ever. I screwed up so bad. I shortchanged everybody on the shrimp. I had it was two couples cooking for two couples, and I had like three shrimp, and it just didn't.
You didn't slice them thin enough,
but plenty of sauce. Lots of sauce.
It's funny you would bring that up because I was bunny trailing some Letterman stuff on YouTube a few days ago, and I ended up on their performance, the President's Own's performance of Sleigh Ride, when they were on the David Letterman show, the full orchestra. And it is one of my favorite pieces of television to watch because Dave Letterman
Classic.
Is so into the fact that they are there and doing it in the uniform. It's great.
And just for a little context, those of you that are listening right now and say, oh my God, Letterman, is this a rerun? No. Mm-hmm. That's just what Rob does.
That's right.
Yeah, he watches it. We performed the Marine hymn, you know, that da
sure.
da 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 da
of Montezuma.
We also performed.
Yeah. What did you play, Mike?
Woodblocks.
I played the old instrument right here, Oscar. Right there, the throne. John Philip Sousa's "The Invincible Eagle."
Oh,
yeah.
That seems.
I'm also getting all announcy with that. We did "In Springtime" Overture Opus 36 by Carl Goldsmith.
Oh, that's a good one. 36 is a good one.
David Bennett's Trombone Troubadours. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles.
That's when you came in, right? When you came into the studio?
With a big feathered hat.
Hello, I'm the nobleman.
But speaking of music, we thought we were farting around before the show started, and Rob and I thought it'd be kind of cool to lay a little, in the D.C. area in particular, there's a little dusting of snow. It's not really pretty. It's just kind of gray. It's cold. Everybody's slaying the dragon, and everybody's got the Mondays today. So we decided
Kiss of the
we
Monday.
Throw on.
Yeah.
Even though this is not a show that is digested like a radio program in its purest form. Most people download it and listen at their leisure. But if you're one of the people that listen on Mondays, this is our first Monday song here. Mamas and the Papas?
Yes.
Make Cass great Elliot. Pizza.
What's that?
Great pizza.
No, different Papa John.
Oh. Yeah,
but it is Papa John Phillips.
Oh, a ham sandwich.
That's right. Hey!
As far as issues with musicians and offspring of musicians, you can't really rival the Mamas and the Papas.
Wilson yet. Phillips.
That's true.
Lots of, you know, offspring with issues. Yeah. They had
cousins?
Issues. Lots of
daughter.
Heavy drug use. Oh. Death with a ham sandwich.
Choking
on
you
a
know,
ham
when
sandwich.
You kill yourself by eating a ham sandwich,
yes,
and that's considered one of the wisest moves that a band member made.
Absolutely.
That's bad.
I don't think, technically, she didn't die of the ham sandwich.
No. I think that's sort of an urban legend,
she
actually.
She choked on it in the middle
of
the night, right?
Yeah,
right?
I think it was that. Yeah.
But was it a drug overdose?
It was a drug overdose. Actually.
But you know what? Right. Michelle Phillips, lovely.
Oh, in her day,
yes.
Smoking hot. Mm-hmm.
Michelle Phillips, mother of Bijou, correct?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bijou.
And what other Phillips?
Wilson Phillips, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the group.
Yeah, but the girl. Is that Bijou?
There's Carney Wilson.
Her name means meat.
Kinda. He's right,
Bijou,
technically.
Bijou Phillips is not the Wilson Phillips.
No, that's another Phillips in there.
No, but Phillips... That Phillips is Wilson Phillips' daughter,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Offspring?
Yeah.
Let me look that up. I've got a computer.
And Mike, here's another great Monday song.
Great Monday song. Here we go.
This is the Boomtown Rats, and I Don't Like Mondays, a song inspired by a mass shooting.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, do you have a Wilson Phillips in there?
I do.
I really would like
what
to
is
hear
this song?
One or two.
This is Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats, and I forget what shooting it was.
Is this some Monday song?
Yeah, I Don't Like Mondays, because they asked a guy why he shot all the people.
Long intro.
And
tell
me
why I don't like Mondays.
He said, I shot them because I don't like Mondays.
All right, are we going to rate these songs? What would you rate Monday Monday by the Mamas? It's the most popular Monday song, but I give it a 3 as far as its depression level.
I like the Mamas and the Papas, but I don't like that song in particular. I'll give it a 4.
Monday. Well, that's if you don't like it, then that's a strong... You gave it 4 out of 5.
Oh, I thought we were going by 10.
Well, we can go by 10 if you want.
Carney Wilson.
Yeah.
Yes, and China Phillips.
That's China Phillips.
Wendy Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
China.
Who's okay. Wendy Wilson?
It's Carney Wilson and Wendy Wilson.
They're sisters.
Sisters.
Oh, they're two Wilsons. There was one Wilson that wasn't fat, right?
Respectively daughters of Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
And there we're talking go. All over I Don't Like Mondays. I didn't even hear it.
This song sucks.
It does.
Right. It's not that good.
Oscar gives it a 1 out of 5. And we're going to do the 5 scale.
This one rules.
Who I'm going to give this. This will probably.
Manic Monday, Belinda Carlisle.
Nope. Written by Prince.
Prince wrote this?
Yes.
Let's listen to Manic Monday, WABA. WABA. This sucks, too.
You know what? This is a great song. You know what? I do remember.
Right.
There was a
Five.
Horrible. Three. There was a really horrible promo on WABA when they tried to get a little too creative with it. And to me, I don't know if you'll remember it. It sounded like they got someone from the sales department to do the singing on it. And it was horrible. It was a ticket promo. And I think I can recreate it right here. Ready? It goes like this.
We gave away something. Right.
It's a merry weather Monday.
Oh, God. Horrible. You know, I probably had something to do with that.
The Bangles?
Yeah.
What a great song.
Not their best work.
Well, Walk Like an Egyptian, of
That's
course.
The best one.
Straight-ahead blues. I don't mind. It's Blue Monday.
Fats Domino. Remember, Mike, when you're really famous, you put your initials outside your house, on your house. Because that's what we saw when they had the big flood in New Orleans. He came out and waved, and there was above his balcony, FD.
There you go. Fats Domino.
Oh, my God. Like at the federal department.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Fats still with us?
I believe he is. Can you check that out?
I'm confirming. I found his house. I found his house.
If he was alive during Katrina, he might be alive now. So, Fats Domino, find out.
He is alive.
Yeah.
And he is.
Let me guess. I guess he is 81 years old.
Try again, Michael Mara.
74.
88.
What?
Oh,
double eight.
Wow.
Fats Domino. All right, another Monday song, please.
All right.
Now, that's an upbeat Monday.
I don't know
Monday
this.
Morning, yeah. You sure look fine. There are a lot of people that don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
A lot
that's
of
a good song.
Slaying the
catchy
dragon,
song,
yeah.
though.
What?
That's that kind of rolling Fleetwood Mac beat that's kind of like shaka-doom.
Fleetwood.
Shaka-doom, shaka-doom, doom, doom.
We have a Mac here, but not a Fleetwood Mac.
No.
We have a depressed Mac.
We have a barbecue chip eating for breakfast match.
I need the salt.
I need the salt or I get lightheaded.
Yeah, there's always some.
That's
yeah,
what I
okay.
told
yeah, put that worst. Chemical bomb into your body and justify it with a medical excuse. Yeah. I said, need the salt.
I said, did you know there are salt tablets? What? I said, they have flying cars would have gotten a better reaction from him.
I need the salt.
I need the salt.
Oh, my God. Just, you know, go out in front of Oscar's neighbor's house and lick the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Follow the trucks.
That's right.
All this what waste.
What is this one?
Oh, this is one of our favorite artists that we share, Mike. It's Jimmy Buffett.
This is the saddest of the Parrot Nation songs.
Oh, I hate this song.
Parrothead song. Parrothead Nation. Is it Parrot Nation? Do they call
I got arrested at a
Parrot
concert
Nation?
Once. I got a bad feeling about Jimmy.
Big
you
Parrot.
Got arrested at a Jimmy Buffett concert?
I was underage drinking like everyone else was.
Did you black out?
No, I was. That's the sad part. I had half a cup. It was a sting, Mike. A sting.
Oh.
At Meriwether poster. Like, son.
So they were looking for underage drinkers
yes.
at Meriwether? At Nissan Pavilion?
At a concert.
It was a Meriwether
no,
Monday.
It was in Columbia, Maryland.
Oh, was it Meriwether?
Yes, at Meriwether.
Beautiful. So that's a beautiful venue.
So you had a Meriwether Monday.
Literally.
What a drag that is. What's the next one?
Duran Duran. A new moon on Monday.
No, it doesn't count.
Really?
It shouldn't even be in there. It wouldn't be even in there if your wife wasn't so,
It's top 10 hit.
Bat S for Duran Duran.
Oh, my. Oh, this is our God. Song.
This is what happens when you get booked for underage drinking. This song.
Yeah, you have Karen Carpenter playing in your head all the time.
Oh,
everybody, let's get depressed. With Karen Carpenter. The late great. Talking
to myself. A sad lady, right?
Yeah.
Sad lady, yes. Very blue, yes. Like many performers.
Took her own
blue.
Life.
I do know this.
For the
well,
sandwich.
It wasn't a sandwich.
Not a sandwich. That's not right. That's
horrible.
Unfair.
What's the matter
that's
with
a
you?
Terrible thing
I
to
apologize.
Say.
Pony, you dick.
Yeah, Pony.
A horrible thing. You are a bitter, angry man.
How did
what
she
a
die?
Horrible
and how did you get there before me? Anorexia.
She had an eating disorder.
That's even worse, Pony.
Yeah, Matt.
You dick.
That's horrible. Yeah. Send the letters to Pony.
Matt
Boy
Bloom's
Matt.
Joke.
And
is now
what's the next one? Let's
primarily, she was a drummer. She's a chick
yes, she was
drummer.
A drummer, but she was the voice of the
Sad
drummer.
Monday. Sad
let us close with this one. I believe this will be
oh,
our
good.
Last
up tempo.
This will be an up tempo.
Do we have the last? We have the last Monday song. Are you ready for some football?
The theme to Monday the... Night Football. Yes.
Obama.
That's him.
He's got to be happy now, I would think. Well, it's Monday night and we're ready to strike. Nobody does this song better. They've tried to retool it, but it
yeah.
they can't.
Well, Mike, what he brings to it is a sexiness.
Carrie Underwood's song's nice, but not as good as this song.
Carrie Underwood does the song for Monday Night Football like she does everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Just the way it should be done.
Don't you feel like Carrie Underwood should be in the show Nashville, but somehow it was just too real?
Yeah, I think that Carrie Underwood probably. I would imagine that if Carrie Underwood was on stage,
yes.
and she looked down at her right hand, and there was one like corner of her French manicure that might be slightly askew,
yes.
she might have a full fledged meltdown, not in front of anybody,
no,
just in her own mind.
Yeah,
that's the vibe I get for
us. Here's our bonus request-o-matic for a young boy named Oscar.
Oh, very nice.
He loves Wilson Phillips. He even likes the fat one.
This is a good song.
Yeah, this is the one when they're on the rocks.
This is actually a good song. The one I hate, Monday Monday by the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, why is it? Why is that song so?
And how about the connective tissue between Monday Monday and then this song?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mamas and the Papas, Wilson Phillips. Coincidence.
Mike, there are no accidents.
No accidents whatsoever. It's lovely. Yes,
they really got the jeans, though. And yeah. they were a number one charting group.
Plus size jeans.
Oh, by the way, well, that takes care of our Monday songs for our Monday show. If you'll excuse me, we're going to take a commercial break now. I have to go put my head in the oven. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Ngozi, I know you're very busy, but... can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff. Sidekick. F*** you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey sucker can rot in hell for all I care.
What happened?
How dare that to bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Ed Wood, right?
Yes, I heard a long-form interview with Martin Landau. He's still with it, and he's like about 190, but wow. He was so great in that movie, I wanted to run that clip. It's great.
I'd like to go back and watch that movie. That is
beautiful film.
A great movie with Johnny Depp. Unfortunately, it was the first of like 30 different roles where Johnny Depp would play the exact same kind of character.
Yeah, he played
just
Wonka.
Quirky, weird.
Yeah, since it was the first time he did it, it was okay, I think, that one. Yeah,
there we are. Yeah, actually, it was good as Ed Wood. So if you want to see a good movie with Martin Landau as Bela Lugosi, check out Ed Wood. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by White Noise.
Yay.
Yes, that's right. Todd Moore's White Noise.
Woo.
He writes this. Listen to this.
Oh,
this is what
letter.
Todd Moore writes. Not me. This is what Todd writes. Dear fans of the White Noise app, how would you like to turn your TV into a fireplace? Now you can. with our new Amazon streaming video, White Noise Fireplace by TM Soft.
Cool.
I love it. I can do this. I'm going to get this. This is awesome. Are you an Amazon Prime member? Great. You'll love getting free streaming access to all of our Amazon videos. That's a full 8 hours of high-definition video to help you relax and sleep better. Visit tmsoft.com video. I'm going to give it to you again. That's tmsoft.com/video or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video. Think about it. Other companies only have 6 or 7 hours of video. You see that?
Yes.
8 hours of fireplace.
That's what you need.
The other guys do 6 or 7.
Eight.
I get 8 hours.
8 hours.
I get 8 hours.
8 hours.
480 minutes straight.
Of course, if somebody did 9 hours. Hey, step into my office.
Because
you're effing fired. Don't tell Todd I did that.
No.
You can get into deep sleep. And I'm going to do this.
You should.
This is so cool. In only 6 or 7 hours, your body needs a full eight hours. Check out our other videos, too, including Box Fan and Oscillating Fan. Watch these videos on an infinite loop, and be sure to leave them a 5-star review. Again, that's tmsoft.com/video, or search for TM Soft on Amazon Video. Thank you for supporting small business. Sincerely, Todd Moore. I kind of ad-libbed in there, but that's mostly what Todd had
yes.
to say. So Todd just wanted it. Did Todd just want me to read the letter he wrote without any embellishment or
the way
like
he
that.
Submitted the copy, it sounded to me like a letter. So actually, I turned it into
a letter.
Because I thought it made it sound wonderfully sincere.
Next to a fireplace
yes.
on your television.
Mm-hmm. Hey, with Valentine's Day coming.
Most of those guys do the 6-hour video. I'm going to do 8. Or if someone came along and did 9. No, that's not it.
You don't need 9, you need 8.
On my uncle's ranch.
It's nuts.
You know that old tale from the sea?
You know, supposedly that was all ad lib.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have a hard time believing that.
I don't such a great
either.
Scene.
I don't either. Oh my god.
7-minute
abs. Abs. Abs.
Step into my office because you're up in fire. Oh my god. Well, let the scans begin. Yes, sir. My body
body scan
will be poked and prodded and hopefully.
Do you have a scan today?
I do.
And this will be
a
what part of your
scan.
Brain dark matter.
What did you say, Oscar? Great.
Dark matter, black spots.
Look for the black spots.
Every time my dad forgets something or my mother forgets something, I said, hey, time for that CAT scan, black spots.
Hey, rest assured, if it's something really horrible, I will milk it for all it is worth on this show.
That's what I tell my parents.
You can count on that.
Hey, good fallout from the call from Larry?
This is what's great about
actually, Oscar sent me a text over the weekend saying that his mom enjoyed it very much. I do feel, you know, I didn't I wrote you back and I said, that's beautiful. Nobody gets hurt. It's cool. The reason I put the nobody gets hurt part in there is because there is just a teeny tiny pang of the Irish guilt. I don't, because it's not really Larry. Do you, but you're the son. And I'm just the co-conspirator.
My mom will go to her grave thinking Larry King called her on a regular basis for hopefully another 20 years.
If you have any child under the age of 15, turn off the podcast now. But let me ask this question.
Yes.
Don't you feel it's a little bit like taking your kid to see Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Because the belief exists.
Well, no, but
that's the magic of Larry.
That's the innocence level. That's the innocence level, too. So it doesn't bug me that much.
And Larry was going to bring her some gifts. So it really is like Santa Claus.
It bugs
Shandy
me enough.
In January.
You know, and, it's a shame that her son hasn't become successful enough in broadcasting where he can get the real Larry King.
Like you guys did.
But you know what? That was an interesting dynamic. That was back in the go-go morning show days where we got everybody. We got was that
did.
A cocaine reference? Right?
Damn, that's what the 80s is. But when Larry...
I mean, people don't realize that Larry King... came to our studio
as a surprise,
Fool's
right?
Joke. Yeah, it might have been Alan Goodman, our general manager, was in
all
these.
Right.
What a great GM he was, though. What a great hands-on
connected,
general manager.
Cared.
He would do stuff for the radio station. And he would do stuff for his morning show talent. And he got Larry to do an ambush appearance. Everything all right, Pony? Is everything okay?
Pony's just getting down underneath the console.
Well,
no
there's worries. We got panel issues.
Yes, cameras.
I left my phone in the thing down there.
Oh, okay.
Like leaving scissors in a body or something in the operating room.
Hey, while we got you on mic, do you have any other anorexia jokes you'd like to tell? Don't do it.
Not yet.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Thing about, Alan was able to pull Larry King, right? This before Larry King got huge.
I think he didn't.
Maybe right at the beginning of CNN.
Right at the beginning of his TV show. And you see, now all I can comment to this is as a listener, but I do remember because I was a fervent listener. And then I think you might be right that it might have been April Fool's where Larry King walked in and you guys were beside yourself because you listened to Larry on overnights coming in every day.
When
he was on, on the radio.
It was the only thing that it was literally the
Ovaltine hour.
Yeah.
The only thing on. And then when Larry came in, it was to us because we listened religiously. It was a big deal. And I remember making the comment to Don and to Larry, I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in here with two egos you can photograph from the air. And Larry turned away right to me with those little rat eyes that he had. And he said, let me tell you something about ego. You need ego. And he lectures me on ego. Shut up, please.
I remember him pontificate.
Because I'm all Star Trek and I'm going, oh, you dick.
Yeah.
He did pontificate.
And
there one of the quotes
was. Zip up boots. He had the zip up.
Those were in style then?
Half boots.
Yeah. They're back now, baby.
And I remember the cigarettes he smoked.
In studio?
This is how long ago this was. I don't know if he was smoking in studio or not, but I remember I saw the cigarettes and they were more. They were the
Moore
cigarettes.
No,
that were,
no.
No, they were called Moore cigarettes. They were brown. They were like little cigars.
M-O-R-E?
Yep.
And then the day after he was on our show, he had a heart attack.
And as he referred to it,
changed his life.
He had a million of them, I'm sure. Heart attacks all the time. But that was the one who called the heart attack.
The heart attack. And Larry was something else. And then he got into not a particularly... fancy vehicle. It was like a Buick or an Oldsmobile or something like that. I remember
it's
going
Larry
out
King's amazing piece of mobile.
Because we were such rubes. I know Don, probably both of us. I know at least I was part of a group that we kind of looked out the window and saw him getting into this car, and he was probably with and Alan was in there, Alan Goodman, and and then later on we did a roast for Larry where we hosted a roast.
And to this day, every day since then, you've remained good friends.
Then it went completely south like everything else.
The idea that you sound just like him has my mother in what is now a 3 or 4 year bit. This is the best way I can call it. Where Larry calls her usually during the holidays. Larry apologizes here, wish her a happy new year if you missed
it. I've done it twice.
No, this is the third year.
It's the third.
Is it really?
Yes. It's the third year that I've done
Third year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, my mom.
And you still don't know her name, Larry.
Called Jolie.
Is it Julie?
My mom calls my sister, my brother in a panic. Like, there's an emergency. Like, she. Right. When you see your mom calling multiple times over and over again,
you panic.
Are your siblings in on the joke?
Yeah, they know. Everybody knows, except for my mom. That's it.
And what about dad?
My dad knows because I called him later, and he goes,
"How does your dad feel about it?"
My dad's happy. He said, "I wish Larry could call every day." She said, "This is so happy." She's so happy.
I wish Larry could call every day for Mamacita. That's awesome.
You know what? Now that he knows, now that I know that Dad knows, I feel a little sad.
Can I interrupt? The Larry I do for Mrs. Zaballos is not the regular Larry. They're different Larrys,
yes.
I do.
Oh, do tell.
Mrs. Zaballos gets the fake commercial Larry that I used to do on WAVA. You know, it's like, that's right. Because right after, we were so sensitive on the morning show that after Larry had his cardiac event, I did a fake spot about Larry King's theme park and my brand new exciting roller coaster, Larry Land, the heart attack.
Oh, God.
Which is
the brand
new roller coaster.
I remember that one.
He just had the heart attack?
Yes.
Oh, it had to be a month old.
And
right?
you did a long series of spots for Larry.
I did like a running series of Larry.
My favorite one was,
"Hi,
this is Larry, and I love love," because he was talking about his new girl on the show.
I love love. That's right. Now, the one Larry did so many things, though. Where he had a column in the USA Today.
It was ever changing. Yeah, it was ever changing.
Which was King's Things, where he would say, and the one that jumps off the page, this is why we mocked it. How could you not mock it? I would read right out of the paper with it, because it was like, peanut butter always tastes better on a bagel. You know, and he would write stuff like that.
It's like King's tweets.
Yeah, it's like the tweets he's been doing, but he did it in a real paper.
This is why Larry King is and has been a legendary personality, a bigger than life. You need people like Larry King. Because Larry King did stuff that made him larger than life.
Yep.
And because of that, and not always good things, but Larry was mocked within the broadcast community, and he was mocked within the people that worked with him because he was not, let's just say, not always the kindest person.
True.
To people. But there was a source over at the Mutual Radio Network that would give us these incredible tapes of Larry falling asleep on the air, farting on the air. And it was just because that's, and I think this is, I hope I'm getting to a compliment of Larry King, because Larry was
Keep trying.
Larry was just a huge persona. He was almost above the mocking.
They mocked him because
he was Larry.
And his level of success was
his ambition was off the charts.
It was so high.
Right, the guy had the ego that you could photograph in the air, but it was fun to make fun of Larry.
We
can say all we want about, oh, he's this guy, he's that. Hey, we were the ones that were doing the shtick on Larry, and that's what bigger than life people get.
Yeah.
They get because we all want to be like
except for the all do anything for food guy.
Yeah, that's true.
That guy.
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
I'll
do anything for food. I can eat 2 dozen eggs.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want
I
to
remember
be that
another
guy.
Thing he pontificated to you on that morning.
What tapes does Mike have at his fingertips? What?
When one of you asked him, how did you get the column in USA Today? How did you come to them and pitch that? And he said, with all seriousness, first of all, I don't go to them. They come to me. Do you remember that?
Well, he loved me because
of course.
He knew he knew he was in the little local DJ studio, and he was all in on it, and we lapped it up too.
Sure.
And it's just like when you've got a megastar, you know, Jerry, there are a list of people that are like this.
Yep.
And Jerry Lewis falls into that category. David Letterman falls into that category. When you see other people in media just fall over themselves to be around these people. You need that. I think
so.
It's great.
Just in a different example, I guess the only parallel I can draw from my career, because we never had Larry.
Right.
The closest I think we had was maybe Adam Carolla, and Adam Carolla was he came on. We were 25 and 26 respectively. Chad and I.
Right.
And we were asking, do you remember the show Crank Yankers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
I remember that.
So,
prank phone calls with puppets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think they put out 100 of them. This is before I knew anything about show business. You get to 100, you can get to syndication.
Sure.
And we asked him why he was stopping the show at 100. And he says, well, and he said something. He goes, you know, when you have some success, boys, you wouldn't know anything about that. But he did it in
That's
such...
That's his act, too. That's his act. He's that acerbic
Adam Carolla.
It was
just so funny that we're like, so you stop and try something...
Well, when something, you have some success, boys,
you can stop and try something new?
Yeah.
We're like, why would you do that?
He's had amazing success and financial success on the radio and done very well for himself. I still think that in some deep, dark basement in one of his, 14 garage homes that he has,
right,
he's probably throwing darts at a Jimmy Kimmel picture. I know he is. I just know he is. Kimmel got the cherry.
Yeah.
Kimmel got the gig.
Kimmel was fun, too.
And as a final stab, Kimmel not only got the show, he got skinny. He wins.
Skinny.
Jimmy wins.
I know. Because Carolla was always the skinny of the
yep,
two.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Worked.
But anyway, a salute to Larry King and
Hi.
Me. I will take the secret to my grave, which, based on today's test, it could be tomorrow. Very excited. So, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. When to retire. Showbiz luminaries. I want to talk about Regis and Don Rickles when we come back on the Mike O'Meara. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Meara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Distilled. Mm. If you're skipping your car payments to buy a new pair of pants, you're probably paying too much for your jeans. The struggle is real. You don't want bargain bin denim that's going to fall apart. But the really good pairs of jeans cost hundreds of dollars until now. Distilled. That's DSTLD. They have revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim. So you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, but they're just $75. And I know, Mr. Santana, you are in love with your Distilled.
Aficionado.
Great denim will last you a lifetime.
Yep.
And I'm not kidding. This great jeans, now they come at a great price with Distilled, will last you forever. Well worth the price. They were worth the price back then, even more so now at the perfect price.
They ship directly to you free, and they guarantee the fit. And if the jeans don't fit, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. Distilled jeans are built to last, as Oscar just told you. They're going to last in your closet for years. And just in time for the cold, you can pair them with a new jacket. Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are available with the same superior quality and effortless style as Distilled jeans. You're going to love them. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now.
Now's the time.
And get $10 off your first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Distilled jeans. They're the best. I love them. Ah, very good. Okay, that's what
I thought you had seen it already. Sorry about that.
Anyway, it doesn't happen very often, but I miss it once in a while. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. I want to go to the website for the local casino down here. And there are billboards up, and they've got Don Rickles coming to town. And I'm the biggest Don Rickles fan in the world, but I will not be attending this show.
Now, you've seen him multiple times, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Going back to before he was in his current health state.
Right. That's the thing about, look, I'm sure he's got his buttons.
So put your mind at ease. A polite God.
That's just his theme song. I'm a nice guy.
Love little kids.
When was this recorded?
This is from his documentary. Do you remember?
Oh, from that. What, and so that's like ago?
More than that. Like maybe
is the documentary like more than 5 years
I
ago?
I think it's like 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah. So I mean, it's definitely five and maybe more. And he did not look all that good then. And he's, you know what I remember a lot is when the talk shows, when he would do the Letterman or when he would do Regis, he would be playing places that were medium-sized venues, like not the big room in the casino anymore,
right.
Like music fairs and stuff like that. So I think he's taken wherever the action is.
Two longtime entertainers will perform at the Seminole Casino Hotel this spring. The Immokalee venue will host a Don Rickles and Regis Philbin Laugh Fest.
Oh.
Stories. Oh, film clips.
Oh, they're doing what Jerry does now.
Fun. Yeah,
yeah,
they're doing that. They're going to do
is
that.
Come out in intro clips.
Now, hold on. Now I'm intrigued a little bit. Let me tell you why. Because I think that the drudgery of a full headliner stand-up act is probably too much. I mean, there's just too much. If he's coming out with Regis and doing a historical kind of a retrospective, I might change my tune on it a little bit.
I mean, 90.
Well, you've been to one of these shows.
90. Yeah.
You see, here's the deal. Are they going to spotlight Rickles? Are they going to spotlight Regis? Or, God forbid, they're clips that spotlight them two together? Because that's going to be a pile of suck.
They don't tell
you. I have a question.
Tell you what's happening.
You need to look at a review of another show.
At 90, there are 90-year-olds that have it all together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you saw, and that's Don Rickles. How old is Jerry now?
Jerry is 90, close to 91. 91
okay,
in March,
so let's
I
say
think.
90, 91.
All right.
How is Rickles at 91?
Rickles is mentally as sharp as you can
be. Is Rickles 91 now?
He's 90.
He's as sharp 90. As you can be at 90, but his body is at the toll where the last time I saw him on a talk show, they had to do the thing where they introduced him and he was already out there.
What about
That's okay. That's okay. Yes. If you can't walk anymore, that's fine.
What about Jerry? Jerry's got the oxygen.
Jerry was sneaking oxygen during his show, but he was able
all
to
right,
put it together.
Are you ready, Rob? Yeah. You wanted a review, right?
Yeah.
Here's the headline.
Okay. This is from a performance they've already done. Mm. Where?
Oh, no. This is...
Oh, is this like a long time ago?
2014.
Oh, yeah. So this is...
But the review from 2014 was
over
feisty
2 years
Don Rickles comes back from illness to Foxwoods. Oh, boy. Oh,
wow. You should go, Mike.
I don't think they've started yet. I don't want to go and be sad. I don't want to go and be sad, and I'm deferring to my expert in going to see an octogenarian perform.
Nonagenarian,
Rob Spiewak. Like... well, now he's a nonagenarian. Did you saw Jerry Lewis at 90?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I saw him twice. Right. I saw him do his show, and I saw him intro the bellboy. My family still hasn't forgiven me, and I think. See, here's the thing that troubles me is that he's been doing the thing with Regis for a long time. And the deal that
we've been performing with, but yeah. Regis would come out and do songs, and then Rickles would do his.
If they're going to do it together, it's going to be not as good as if he gets some solo time up there. He can still do the jokes.
He
can still do the
Regis. If he talks to Regis, he can do his shtick and work off of Regis sitting down, and they do the curtain comes up,
right,
and they do that type of thing. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I look, everybody, it's going to happen
what
to
are the,
everybody.
I got to ask this. What are the prices?
I'm not sure.
I can't find the live show anywhere.
Well, I think calling it a live show is sort of optimistic.
What do you think? What's the show busy name they would call it?
Rickles,
looking for dates.
Rickles. Just Google
I
Rickles.
I think Rickles had some kind of stroke. I think that's what happened. That's why he was having trouble with his walking.
Oh, okay.
Right. Here's the thing. If it was just going to be him coming out and trying to do stand-up, I didn't want to be part of that. But if it's something where they're just rehashing old times, that might be.
You should go.
Don Rickles tickets. All right.
Rickles tickets.
Rickles tickets.
If he's out there, you see, here's the deal about Rickles is he's got it together enough that if he can't do it anymore, I don't think he's going to do it anymore. I think you should go.
I don't know. It's tough. It's
Coconut Creek, March 4th. Seminole Coconut Creek Casino.
Is that the venue?
Seminole Coconut Creek. I don't think that's the one. That's Immokalee is what... But anyway, did you find the ticket?
That's the one in Florida. And then I'm looking at tickets now.
You got to go, Mike.
The other one is in Reno, Nevada.
But go by yourself.
Saturday the 4th at 8 p.m. Tickets
just
are
sit there quietly. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying that, you know what? It would not be the type of experience that you'd want to bring Carla to.
$75 to $150.
Oh, they're giving them away.
God.
I mean, that's a lot of money to see him.
That's a lot of money.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's two acts. So that's
I mean, and he's in an arena. I can't believe they pull this much.
Do you think there's a live band?
He's not in an arena. Trust me. I've been to this venue. I saw Craig Ferguson with Twitch at this.
It looks huge.
Okay, would you like to know what the venue looks like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know our room at Circus Circus?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looks
okay.
Like.
They well, make it, they
it's
make
a ballroom.
It look big
yeah, it's
in
a ballroom
the room.
With chairs set up. That's how they do it.
And
the rooms that we will never be out of. Well, you know, frankly, we've upgraded to go to the House of Blues.
Okay, so yes, we have. And Mike, this one says Don Rickles and Regis Philbin. Maybe it's a different one.
No, that's the show.
Yeah, it says stories.
The reason it's expensive is I think Regis still has a band. I'm sorry.
A following?
Rickles still has a band when he performs.
Ah.
I bet they don't. I bet if they're doing video clips, I bet. I don't know. I'll
film clips and fun.
I will make my mind up later whether I want to go and whether I want to check
it
out.
Who writes
right
film clips and fun?
Because what they're going to do is they're going to. But see, the film clips. You've been to these shows with the film clips, right?
Yeah, but...
Is it a cop-out?
Nah, I really enjoyed it because Jerry was showing stuff I'd never seen before, like telethon outtakes and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. I think you're going to know all the stuff before you see it.
What if they like show an old clip and it's like, yeah, I remember that one, Regis. That was...
Mike, I have a gut. Like
this is my wife Barbara when she was alive.
I bet that... You know what? I'm thinking, before you say what you're going to say,
yes.
I'm thinking they're professionals... And they do a competent program. I don't think you'd leave there
I agree
feeling
with you.
Like you got ripped off. They're not going to go
hold
up
it,
and do
hold
something
it. You're talking,
sad.
You're talking Regis. Regis is the X factor here. Rickles
Regis,
can do it, but Regis
no, but,
is Regis.
But Regis has been a TV talk show host. He does interviews.
I know,
I
mean, but I think
he's going to interview Rickles.
I think
know?
Regis has it in him to make it happen.
Big, you know what I like is now that Regis has off TV, he's got the big gray hair.
I know.
He's not really keeping it together.
They need to perform. It's part of their DNA. To. I'm not going to begrudge them. I hope to be doing this show for a long time.
You need
I
to
love
go
performing.
See it. You need to see it.
I think I may go see it. I you may need see. To. I want to see. You know what? I want to see up close. And it might be sold out already. I want to see up
not
close
sold
and
out.
Personal.
And keep an eye on Craigslist because I guarantee you.
Oh, let me see. I checked. Oh, it's sold out, unfortunately.
A lot of people that have bought tickets might not be up to going to the show when it rolls closer. So you just keep an eye. They might put them on the second verse.
40% sold out, Mike.
Ah, that means 60% available.
There you go. Looking forward to it.
I love these websites. Right. They're like, chance to sell out, 60%.
Really? Wow. How time flies, huh?
Now, peel it back a little bit.
I saw Rickles 20 years ago. In Atlantic City, and it was great. It was not what I expected. It was actually
how was it unexpected?
He wasn't as edgy as I thought he would be, and that's kind of what I was looking for. For people that grew up like on the Tonight Show, Don Rickles, where the real edge was there, and unfortunately, the world has become much more politically correct than Rickles.
I think
needs
that
to
you know
in.
What? I think that era he was playing it a little softer, and I think he's back to being sort of. The hard-edged Rickles.
The
again.
Jokes you can make.
I guess at 90, you don't give a rat's ass anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who's going to sue you?
Yeah.
They'll die before they get their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi there. Hey, Don, look at that front row. Yeah, he's a Jew. There we go. All right. I'll let you know.
Those type of jokes.
No, I think you should go. I think you should.
Flying down.
Yeah. No, I fax my material to him.
It's so exciting. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
When I say suds, my wife says,
I didn't put that much detergent in laundry.
No, not that kind of suds. Real suds. Suds that come from a good beer. The type of beer that we talk about on the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. Hey, why don't you go to Facebook.com today? Search on TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club and join a group of people that love suds. Whether it's lager, stout, hefeweizen, ale, or maybe a fancy saison. It doesn't matter. Join the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club today and talk to people who not only love TMOS but love their beer.
You excited, Mike?
Come back to us, Marcus.
I'm excited because we are within a week of Omeracast coming back.
Soda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's promoting it.
Well, no, he said last week it was going to be back by
his dates.
Oh, so he hasn't promoted it at all.
Names.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. I love Lyft.
Yes.
If you've tried Lyft, Woo! You love it too. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. You can download the app, request a driver, and they show up on average in 3.5 minutes. I was in the airport recently, and I will tell you, watching the queue line for regular taxi cabs, and I just, my car was there at the airport, but I remembered in D.C. where I lifted everywhere I went. Everywhere. When we went to the venue for the show, I took a Lyft. When I was going downtown to the store, I took the Lyft. Lyft is such... I mean, I don't understand why people are doing regular cabs.
Mike, I took a Lyft to work today.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. And in 3.5 minutes on average, it gets there. Lyft lets you tip within the app. This is why they're saying Lyft is a cut above, because they can actually make happier drivers by doing that. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating from the passenger. Just a better all-round experience. Lyft is not the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest rated, and it's the fastest-growing one. This is quality over quantity. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides, up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code, TMOS. Do it today.
Yay, Lyft.
So this Sunday, right? It's Super Bowl Sunday?
Sunday, yes. Sunday.
SBLI, Super Bowl 51.
Is it 51. Is it because I'm not into it, that I feel like it's not getting the same kind of buzz that previous Super Bowls have? Or is it just because the game itself is not, you know?
Did you watch the Pro Bowl yesterday or any of the Pro Bowl skills challenges?
I did not look at any of that. I did not watch the NHL All-Star game. I did not do that. I
sensed the malaise.
John Grisham novel. That's what I did.
Well, you sensed the malaise. And, you know, ticket prices on the resale value are dropping hundreds of dollars a day.
So it's true. What I'm feeling is it's not that, it's not the same.
I don't think that's the case. And I don't think Rob is a good...
So you think it's...
I don't think he's a good barometer of the malaise, because he doesn't care about the games at all, right?
And Rob, with all due respect, he has a point that you have a malaise about every Super Bowl. Because
all
you
know, I do is bring statistics, Mike. That's all.
I am a football
fan. He's a stats guy.
Stats guy.
I will be excited when the game day comes, but I am telling you, as far as my observance with the hype situation, I don't see what... It does. Now, in New England, I'm sure they're out of their minds. But can I also tell you, being from that area and not being a Patriots fan, I will tell you that I think the rest of the country gets a little burned out on seeing the Patriots every year.
I think if you were to embrace the malaise theory at all, I think they are tired of seeing the Pats in the bowl.
That's fair, but then you could take that same argument and say, well, look at the Atlanta Falcons.
But they don't have the following.
This could be the first chance, and this could be the first chance to win the Super Bowl. And it could just
that's a big deal. Right, so
that's
story.
That's the other side. If you,
by the way, that's what I, like a lot of football fans, am interested in seeing if there's an upset, seeing if they're able to pull it off. And they're very evenly matched teams, so it's going to be, hopefully, as we discussed earlier on the show, a good game. I'm not getting that normal hype. I feel like the NFL has taken a bit of a hit with all the concussion stuff and all that. I don't know. I'm trying to put my finger on it.
I'll give you some real stats.
It's not the normal hype. It's not. And you would
also
agree to that, right?
And the perspective I also have is that on Sundays, I work with Dominique on a sports show, right?
Right.
And by work, I just push buttons for him. That's all I do.
Right.
I help him out.
But you hear a lot about football. You're involved in the broadcast. That's who we should be interviewing about it.
We'll have him this week.
Well, he's going to the Super Bowl. I'm sure I could arrange that. Yes.
Nicky is going from Perump
I thought Dominique Foxworth is who you want. That's something you want on the show.
Yes, I would love to get Dominique on the show.
And also, if he can have a pick of the week, that'd be great.
Pick of the week.
Dominique's lock of the week.
Dominique's been, right, on the
He hasn't played there. No. He went to the championship game where they lost. And it's funny. That's why he talks about, and people get pissed at him, because he says, you're not guaranteed a shot to go back. The fact that the Patriots have done what they've done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I hear that.
Yes.
All right, I'm fine with that. I know what you're going to say. The fact that they've been there as many times, what an incredible organization. It doesn't take away from the fact that for the average football fan out in America, it's like, okay, yawn, yawn. There they are again. I don't like dynasties in any sport. I don't like it. I think the Yankees turned their fans into the nastiest fans. The Red Sox won a couple of World Series very close together. They created this kind of arrogant fan base.
I don't like arrogant teams like that. Yeah.
But also, you've got the dynasty of the Patriots and the Falcons. They, to me, just as an outside observer looking in, they don't seem to have the most dedicated fan base. They don't
now
seem
you just
to have
said,
an.
You said you have the dynasty of the Patriots and the Falcons. What
no,
do you
I'm sorry. I'm
so you know what's happening here.
Aspect one is you've got.
I didn't say anything.
I know.
I didn't say anything.
You know what? He got here early today, and it's the worst thing that can happen to the country is when he has time to like sit down and gather himself. But the task at hand takes precedence over the task at hand. So I'm saying the two schools here, the dynasty of the Patriots, that sours some people, right?
Right.
But then you've got the Falcons. Do they have, does the team have a personality? Does it have anything marketable for them? You know, see, and that's the thing.
No, they don't. I mean, I'm on the outside looking in. I am not the football fan I used to be, but I love the NFL. I love watching.
Mac,
the game.
Are you raising your hand or not? Okay, talk.
Because there's a lot of yawns.
Yeah, there's. It looked like you were getting ready to put your arm around me in a movie theater, and you're 13 years old.
I'm not sure this is the man that we want to
show killer.
To
a show killer.
But if he'll keep his hands at his side, it might be worth it.
All right, go ahead.
I just
wanted
to say that this is going to be the first time ever I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl.
Why are you not watching
Mainly
the Super Bowl?
Mainly because of the concussions. That changed
Oh,
me.
So you're,
yours are theirs.
Matt Bloom. Matt Bloom. Bring him in. No, I'm sorry. That's not what I want to watch.
Hey. You'd be lucky if you get anything that funny from Rickles.
Matt Ponyboy Bloom, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Bring him in here.
That's fantastic.
Matt, you are protesting? Are you are not watching the Super Bowl in protest?
I can't watch it anymore without watching. When I see them hit each other, I just think they're killing themselves.
Okay.
Is what I actually think whenever I watch football.
Some equated to a car accident.
By the way, incidentally, I am not going to poo-poo that thoughtful comment from Mike McIntosh, because the fact is that I think when that movie Concussion came out, I think, and we got some very interesting insight from Dominique about that when we asked him about that. The fact is, I do, look, watch it. Watch it every week. He's right.
He is right. Yes.
It might be Mac saying that, but he's right. This is at that level, and I'm talking about, you know, college is bad enough, but as far as the pros, you know, we're lapping it up with a spoon, but he's absolutely right. They are out there potentially killing themselves. They are. It's a fact. And if we don't want to admit that, you know, look, am I turning it off because of that? No, I'm not.
No.
But do I see the point of people that might feel that way? You know, I do. It's a scary situation.
What's also interesting is that the idea that I haven't seen any Super Bowl commercial pre-rolls, not at the level I've seen in the past.
That's another thing.
That's interesting.
That really is like, all right, they finally learned. And maybe I'll see a few this week. But by now, this week, a week out, or what are we talking about? 7 days out from the Sunday, right?
Six
days out. I think I would have seen every Super Bowl commercial by now.
Yeah, that's the way it's been. I have not seen one.
And it's not because I've been on the web. I just haven't seen it.
Only thing that got any real pre-Super Bowl buzz has been the Lady Gaga.
That's yes. It.
The Lady Gaga has gotten a suitable amount
of buzz. I'm excited for the commercials. If the Pro Bowl is any indication of, and this is just me being a
commercials
rube.
Commercials sucked last year. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
They Overall, sucked every year.
But we've seen it. We saw the majority of them.
In advance. Yeah, and that came with the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it became
but
easy
now
to share them.
There's a mystery right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, too, that I cannot stand because, yeah, they do suck by and large, and then they make all this hype, which is what they pay for, by the way. This is all bought and paid for. That's the way it works. I hope it's a great game. Look, that's all I hope.
A competitive game would be nice.
I hope it is a great, not even competitive. I hope it goes to overtime. I hope it's just spectacularly last minute and on that. Will you be having the Supper Club over for
actually,
for
a member of the member of the Supper Club, the Talamy family, always hosts a big get together. So we'll be at their house.
Talamine.
I hope I do better than I did at our own supper club this weekend.
What,
in which, you know, and this is weird.
I know you had the Chubbucks over and...
well, we had the Chubbucks, the Feuerbachs, and the Talamines, and we did a great dinner. I got beautiful, beautiful New York strip steaks.
Oh, you cooked?
Yeah.
You were the cook.
We hosted. I did mushrooms. Carrie did her signature Brussels sprouts and lemon juice and garlic. Fantastic. Baked potatoes.
Mrs. Chubbuck bring anything?
Mike, I think you know she always brings it.
Hey, yeah, Rob, I know this is awkward, but could you power rank the
nope
the meals the you're meals of your dinner club? Like, who makes the best meals?
Oh, well, I will say.
Yes. I thought you were going to ask for a power rank. You pulled a fast one there. That
I
was
thought
it.
We're good.
I know you did that. Yeah, that's not what you were going to do initially.
To.
If you go, probably. I will say this. I will say that the Chubbucks go all out. She comes from a family that had a restaurant, and she knows
sturdy women.
Knows how to. Oh, you are looking for trouble, buddy boy.
Now she's lovely. I
she's,
think she,
she's so, a hottie. So
they're all knockouts. Yes.
They go crazy, and
and I would say
Oscar, behave yourself. He makes it so hard.
I'm. You know what? I am not even going to look over there. It's going to be like I don't look when they give me a shot.
Even though it's a camera, I'm looking at him, and you're not. So
I know.
It's just,
I know.
It's very.
And then I would put the Talamines and the Feuerbachs at a tie at number second because they both are more exotic cooks. They will do stuff that's out of the ordinary that I've never tried. Like one time they did fresh pizzas. The Feuerbachs did fresh pizza dough and just kept making small pizzas that
were
just fantastic.
What's the best thing the Chubbuck family made? What's the best thing?
They did a one time they did a pasta dish that was served in a bowl that was made of Parmesan cheese.
Cool.
Wow.
I mean, that was awesome. That was really awesome.
I hear about your steaks, and I'm like, damn, they're really going all out.
Well, here's the deal, is that I'm told the steaks were very good. I did not manage my drinking very well. And it might have been some sort of weird, contradictory something with my antibiotics or the cold medicine.
Right.
But
right.
by the time we got the food on the table, I'm told I stood from the table without eating and said, I'm very sleepy. And I went upstairs in my home and laid down, and I got up the next day still fully clothed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
in the middle of dinner?
You left the dinner party?
Yeah, I feel really bad. I feel really embarrassed. I did get the food on the table.
Dick.
Yeah, right. I did. It was a great meal. Everyone, you see, here's the deal.
I was overserved Saturday myself.
And, so I mean, it was.
I can relate.
It was a lot of crown. It was a lot of crown. And you know what?
I won't even.
Hey, but you know what? I will say this.
Let me make you feel better. I'm in so much trouble that I can't even talk about it.
Really?
My God.
Yeah, maybe on a later date.
The apology letter will go out today that I hope I didn't make it awkward for anybody.
Oh, but you're actually going to... So you're going to have to apologize?
Well, I'm just going to send out a Facebook group message just to say, hey, I'm alive. You know, all is well.
Hey, no, you write... So sorry. You guys know I've been under a lot of pressure at work. That's a lie. And I haven't been feeling well. That's true. That's true.
Do I include the part about you being a jerk? Or? But it was, you know what? And Mike, you and I, we've had tremendous benders together where we gauge it and we do fine for, but I just did too much and it caught up with me. And
you remember that year off I took from alcohol?
I do.
All right. Yeah. Well, we might be doubling that up. Anyway, let's take a break. And, absolutely. I got a big fat news you may not need.
Okay, so we'll get to that.
I'm sorry you weren't. Did they at least save a steak for you?
Oh, yes. It's funny. When I don't sit down for dinner, there's lots of leftovers. But my best to the supper club. The food was fantastic. And
very good.
Everybody did well, and God bless them. We've all had our nights. Remember the phrase? He came down with a case of the Dugs.
Yes.
Everybody's been spotlighted one night or another.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Looks like I'll be saying for about another year, I'm allergic when somebody offers me a drink. I break out an a-hole. There you go. Thank you very much.
Hey, I saved the receipt on that decanter.
Very good. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After 20 weeks, it comes down to just two teams playing for one of the sports game's biggest prizes and...
For the money, for the glory, and for the fun.
There's only one man who can break it down and give you the expert analysis you need to be...
In the know.
The Sultan of Swagger, the Pharaoh of Fantasy Football, the Prognosticator of Perump.
Nikki Diamond.
Brought to you by...
Porn World!
And...
Arnie's Goddamn... Cocktail Lounge.
Get the lowdown on the big showdown. Only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Light up!
That's, I am a fan of that man. That's fantastic.
Good stuff.
Welcome back to the Michael O'Mara Show, brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance means peace of mind, but where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, so they know their stuff, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best options, plus a licensed customer service team to help you find the best policy at the best price. Go to policygenius.com. Do it today. You can save yourself over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, it's very simple. You save money. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Better.
Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to policygenius.com today. That's PolicyGenius.com. G-E-N-I-U-S. Thank you. I'll get that right. Everybody has their little tells. That sure might be one of mine. I apologize.
News.
I'm sleepy.
I have to go nap. Enjoy the food.
That's right.
Nap time. When Ozzy Osbourne got caught giving his business to the hairdresser, he took the obvious step of claiming to be a sex addict.
Sure.
But now he has decided to tell the truth. And I wish more guys who get caught cheating would be this honest. In a new interview, he says, "All that sex addiction talk was, shall we say, an alternative fact." Quote, this is what Ozzy says. And I'll read it like I'm not Ozzy. He says, "I'm in an effing rock band, aren't I? There have always been groupies. I just got caught, didn't I?"
Wow.
It was a bump in the road. I bet your marriage has bumps in the road, too, and all. In any marriage, you grow apart if you don't spend enough time together, and that was part of the problem. I don't think I'm an effing sex addict. He added that, quote, "One of the problems was Sharon's busy schedule. Now he might be getting into trouble if he's blaming her." He says, quote, "Sharon is a workaholic, and that's great, but if she comes home and wants to go to bed, what the F am I supposed to do?" So yeah. That's
Isn't
Ozzy
he blaming her?
He sounds like he's blaming her a little bit. It sounds like he's
Well, you know what? I don't think she's blameless in this.
There he goes. That's Rob Spiewak sending letters to him. John Hurt died last Wednesday at 77. There's no word on a cause of death. I'm a big fan of John Hurt.
Great
he
body was diagnosed, of
work. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago, but in October of 2015, he said he was in remission. He was in a ton of movies, including The Elephant Man, V for Vendetta, Midnight Express. Great in Midnight Express. History of the World Part 1, Watership Down, and he was wand expert Mr. Ollivander in 3 of the Harry Potter movies. He also played Kane in Alien, where the alien bursts out of his chest. Probably one of the most famous horror scenes
iconic,
in an Alien
yeah
movie. He also played Kane in Spaceballs. He spoofed it. Yeah, I don't know if he played Kane, but he spoofed it where he said, "Not again." It was funny.
Yeah.
Actually, he was sort of famous for fake dying. He died more than 40 times on screen. And last year he said, quote, "I've died in so many spectacular ways, and I remember shooting them all, too. I imagine all those deaths will flash in front of me when I'm on my deathbed faced with the real thing." It's interesting that he made that comment.
Yeah.
Yes, do you, you're
I wanted
you
to play the
hand
clip from Elephant Man because I think it's a great iconic clip. But also, you mentioned that he was in Spaceballs. Elephant Man was one of the first movies that Mel Brooks produced outside of a Mel Brooks film. So
brilliant
I think
movie
that's how come they had
absolutely
the connection. But here's John Hurt as the John Elephant as John Elephant Man.
John
Merrick.
Genius.
The Elephant Man. He's John Elephant Man.
I am not an animal. I am a human being.
Remember the way that movie looked? The black and white in that?
That movie tapped a darkness
yes
the likes of which you will never see on film. Mm-hmm. That is truly something amazing. And to be able to be in that kind of prosthetic makeup and that incredibly hideous as the Elephant Man, the John Merrick really was in real life. Mm-hmm. And to create that humanity was just brilliant. John Hurt was amazing. There's a cut on YouTube that shows, I think, 40 of his deaths, which is kind of
wow.
And it's unfortunate that I know he was into that shtick a little bit, but his body of work, one of the great character actors of all time. And nobody could play a bad guy like him, too.
Evil. He could look so evil.
An evil guy. There will be a public memorial for Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds, on March 25th at the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood. It's free, but seating will be first come, first serve. So, Mac, you might want to get your flight early. There will be overflow seating in the lobby and screens outside for people who can't get in. Obviously, they're also going to be in this year's montage, the death reel at the Oscars, and that's where we could see something interesting like Harrison Ford singing, because that's what Carrie would have wanted.
What?
During an interview on a podcast back in 2010, she said that she had just seen Harrison at an Oscar party, and she said, quote, "You know how they have the reel of all the people, the death reel? I asked him if he would be in my death reel and if he would sing. It's just something I want. He's going to sing Melancholy Wookie." She added that she's never heard Harrison sing, but, quote, "I don't think we're missing much. I don't know whether you'll see something in a death reel based on a request."
Mac just passed me a note. He's not going to the Carrie Fisher funeral because of the concussions.
There you go. Not going to do that. It's barbaric.
Really?
In the
for
news.
That? Okay.
Did he flick you off?
He flipped me off with his little feeble finger.
Justin Bieber skated at this year's NHL All-Star Celebrity Shootout Saturday night. It's a charity game that takes place the night before the NHL All-Star game, and the highlight of the night had to be Justin getting flattened against the boards by NHL veteran Chris Pronger. There is a still shot, you can find this online,
really,
of the moment where Chris Pronger has just leveled Justin Bieber into the boards, and he's grinning, and you've got the helmet all askew, and Bieber is pressed up against the glass. Look, he didn't really get hurt. There's the bulletin, unfortunately. It's funny because Pronger is such a real NHL guy. Like the guys from the alumni that I used to skate with, these are real men.
I hate that Justin Bieber knows how to skate, too.
Like, he's from Canada.
That really kind of bothers me for some reason.
Well, I know. Me, too. I hate it. I hate that fact, you know. There's a close-up photo of both their faces, so it's
like
it's
he's packing. He's talented. Yeah. He's young, and he can skate
and gorgeous.
Just too much.
Machine. McDonald's is about to try out a new ATM vending machine that serves fresh Big Mac.
Yes,
Big Mac machine.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. At some point, at some point in our lives, I believe this will be beneficial.
Mike.
I don't know why. Yes.
Why would they not do this?
I know. You just tap the screen, you order, and a Big Mac falls out of the slot. Apparently, a McDonald's nearby.
Right.
Here's the thing about the fresh factor.
Yeah.
Apparently, a McDonald's nearby will be cooking them and feeding them into a machine. This is interesting.
Well, it's just like getting a Big Mac at a restaurant, except it'll be hot.
Yeah, vacuum tubes.
Vacuum.
Yes.
Oh, like the Costco, the tubes, the pneumatic tubes?
Yes.
Here's your burger.
There you go. It's going to probably use that.
Yes.
For now, the ATM is just a one-day stunt in Boston, and they're going to do it tomorrow. But if it's popular, you might see more of these show up in other places,
Mike,
too. I wonder if they will use the
Wall
bank teller.
Street Journal reported this year, because they announced their quarterly earnings. And they were down.
Right.
But the one thing that they have looking up for them
McDonald's earnings?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that McDonald's can now start taking advantage of these mobile pre-orders that you have at Starbucks and such.
Sure.
Right.
And if they can just capture that market, who wouldn't want to get to McDonald's and get it even faster?
If I was Mickey D's, I would be focusing on getting the food into people's hands in a convenient way and in a quicker way, even faster than it is right now. Because everybody, I got news for you, bulletin. I think everybody's tiring of the drive-through line.
Do I have
fast
the
enough
time?
For our
and the worst thing, and you know what the worst thing is now? And now they accept it. Pull forward to that space.
Pull forward and wait. Yeah.
That's been the death of it.
We'll see what happens. All right. And now I give you the 7 things not to put down the drain as a household hint from the Mike O'Mara show. Here it is. Number 1, grease. cooking oil or butter.
Hey, buddy. Hey, don't put me down the sink there.
Doodle doddle.
Hello, man.
It seems they end up mixing with other stuff. Yeah. And they form a thick sludge that can clog your drains up. Yeah. Another thing that doesn't do it is mayonnaise.
What's really?
The mayonnaise drink.
Yes, who dumped mayonnaise in there?
When you're like maybe emptying out, you know, cleaning off a plate that had mayo.
Oh, if you want the jar.
Salad,
oh, yeah, you need that jar to put marbles in.
Number two, eggshells. Don't jam them in your garbage disposal. They can break the blades.
Really?
Yeah, the tiny shell fragments can stick to stuff and cause clogs. Number three, coffee grounds. That kind of goes without saying.
Why is that? Just curious.
Because it does. I think it's too fine to grind up and go down, right?
Oh.
But also in this day of Keurig, who has coffee grounds anymore?
Yeah, but fresh, this is a coffee snobs problem.
Number four, pasta. It keeps expanding from all the water. Don't worry if it's just a noodle or two, but it's same thing goes for rice. It'll clog your drain.
I've actually had to call a plumber because of rice. Carrie did a bunch of rice down the garbage disposal.
Number five is flour. When you mix it with water, it basically acts like glue. Number six, the stickers on fresh produce. You know those apple stickers?
Yeah.
You get Don't put those down the drain.
I just had a flashback. I stick all those fruit stickers and put them on our fridges.
Oh, right. What an idiot.
That's so cute. But don't do it. They can clog your pipes. And number five, expired medication. Don't flush it. It'll make the water people, you know, it gets into the water supply. And some cities have places where you can drop off old pills. Otherwise, leave them in the bottle with the lid on and throw them in the regular trash.
I just thought it was because fish wouldn't have high blood pressure.
Worst drain clog I've ever had. You ready? Ready? This is my own. I'm giving you number eight. This comes directly from me. Number eight, don't ever put this. Shrimp shells. Don't put shrimp shells down the drain with the disposal. It will lock up your drain.
And it's also like a shield for everything else down there. Once it sticks to it.
Yep.
It blocks. Mm-hmm. And now a little something something. A guy named Dennis Sayers from Haverhill, Massachusetts, was pulled over back in November for going 40 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and he was facing a $105 fine. He was in court on Thursday, and his excuse was...
What?
Are you ready?
I am.
He wasn't doing 40. The radar gun must have picked up a deer that was running by. Unfortunately, deer can't actually run that fast.
Yes.
And even if they could, the judge didn't buy the defense, and he upheld the original fine. And, I will take you to that car stop right now. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
This is a picture of what I said. Sorry, Your Honor. But that deer was wicked faster than my car. Sorry about that. Look at that wicked deer. Oh, look at that deer going so fast. That's what the radar gun must have picked up on that, Your Honor.
Radar.
12-point
buck.
That's
right. The departed. Thank you very much. Where's Ben Affleck? We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak. Right here, Your Honor. Thanks, Your Honor. No, I don't think it was my car. I believe that deer was running wicked fast. We'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's my responsibility.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara Show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, this was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah, we do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm speaking to everybody right now that's in a cold weather climb or maybe going through some gray winter weather. I want you to do me
a favor. Blues.
I want you to close your eyes for a second, please. Just sit there, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to imagine palm trees. I want you to imagine a white sandy beach, okay? That's right. Are you doing that? Okay, you want to get away? You want to leave all the gray behind and relax? I have found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing price. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Right now, for just $149 per person per night, plus a $250 resort credit, you can enjoy an adults-only all-inclusive getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com to make your reservation today. This is a beautiful island. I have been there, and I have been to the Pineapple Beach Club. You will love it. Are you ready to leave the frosty weather behind and get some well-deserved R&R? Listen to me. You deserve it. Don't wait. This offer expires soon. go to pineapplebeachclub.com or 800-772-8711. Quiet down, Bing. To book your all-inclusive stay for just $149 per night per person ages 16 and up, you can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more, plus a $250 resort credit. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. See the website for complete details. You will love the Pineapple Beach Club. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. There it is. Thank you very much. And Rob Spiewak, what do you have for your little sounds?
What I have, Mike, today are some lovely, pretty little sounds for you.
Very
and
good.
First of all, I am still in love with this sound.
Woo, 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 woo.
Who's the listener? Who's the listener that did the tornado
Greg
thing?
Cox.
Greg Cox, great job.
So
fantastic.
Great. Simple, mm-hmm. wonderful, effective.
But Greg Cox takes an animation of of the woo letters,
I saw.
Spells it out, and just does it in a little cyclone. It was hysterical.
But
good work.
Today's winner is Tom Brady, who chose to wish Happy Chinese New Year to everybody and did it in Mandarin. Is there anything this man can't do?
Ni hao. Wa se Tom Brady. Ga shi si zu. Ai gua zu. Xing yan kuai le.
You mother effer.
Go Falcons. I'm sorry.
Ni hao.
That's what did
go
it?
Go Falcons.
That's yeah. what did it?
No, I felt that way before, but I just want to say go Falcons.
Let's hear it one more time. Maybe I'll bring you over.
Ni hao. Wa se Tom Brady.
Wa se Rob Spiewak.
Hey, sorry, Your Honor. I was going to a Patriots Super Bowl party, and the deer was running next to me when the officer had the radar gun.
I think, actually, the radar was picking up the Big Mac in the pneumatic tube.
That's Brady what drops was... back to pass. Oh, that looks like a femur.
All right, anyway. So in Syracuse, New York, this is a video. It's on our Facebook page. It's also on our YouTube page. You need to see this video. A pickup truck just totally T-bones a city bus.
It I goes saw the video.
Into
absolutely.
Yeah, pulls how, up.
How no one was hurt or killed, I can't believe it.
There was a broken leg. That's it.
So there was a broken
leg. One broken leg, but no one was
like
killed.
It could have been so much worse.
And the most horrifying thing about it, there are two things that are of note. Horrifying, you see a lady see the truck coming so right. you can anticipate what's about to happen. The thing that I find most fascinating is obviously the driver has opened the door to get out of the bus, and you can hear the recording of the pleasant person saying, please be careful. As you... So listen carefully. This is a pretty thrilling piece of audio.
Oh, what?
Oh, Jesus.
A broken leg.
Too, okay? Yeah,
it's amazing. It really is amazing.
And you know, we discussed this, I think, when we had the RV trip. You know, the side of the buses and the side of those RVs, it's basically plywood. I mean, it's
there's nothing to it. Yeah,
there's absolutely nothing to it. If you roll like an RV, you're going to be in serious trouble.
But again, when you drive the pickup truck into the city bus, the first thing you hear is "Welcome aboard."
Yeah. And the first thing the driver said was, sorry, Your Honor, I was following a deer.
Was that a deer?
Yeah, 40 miles an hour.
Last night, Miss Universe, they brought Steve Harvey back. He got it right. That's a matter of fact, the last thing he said when he signed off, he thanked everyone and said, I got it right. But
is he going to do a show after that to tell us
how he did it right? Yeah, he probably will.
Good.
And then he'll say the top five ways I got it right are on the board. Here's the question. But there was one moment that I think felt rather unscripted and pretty cool. When he was interviewing Miss Columbia, remember Columbia is the country that he gave the award to last year and then took it away?
Okay.
He asked Miss Columbia, how does Columbia feel about Steve Harvey?
I'm going to just ask this with myself. How do people in Columbia feel about Steve Harvey?
You wanted it through?
No, just lie to me. Just lie to me.
A lot of people hate you, but...
What'd she say?
A lot of people hate you.
I vote for her for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's what's going on over there. Not right. a big fan. This was viral last week, but it sets up our final clip. I thought this was really cute. Do you ever have or have you ever captured video of your child when they don't know they're being taped? and they're
not
like playing.
Very good at that. My son and cameras are. It's very frustrating to either get him to pose or to
Does
get
he
him
freeze
to do
up?
What you want him to do. He looks away. He tends to look away. A lot of kids are like this.
I have about a 10-minute tape of Robert playing with a little like SETI Street with a car thing where he had no idea he was being watched, and it's so cute because he's doing voices and everything, and he's like 12. No, he was like two.
I was gonna ask you, is this like a new tape?
No, but
because
what
I was gonna be like, wow, playing with city buses, little toy.
But it,
buses
it reminded me of this. This went viral. Ooh, a little.
Very, very clever.
This little girl, totally unaware that she's being watched, singing the song "Jolene" by Dolly Parton. It's very cute.
Darling, please don't take my bag. Darling, please don't take my man.
So I played that to set this up. Last night, the SAG Awards were on. When you couldn't find them, it was because they were on TBS. But okay. Lily Tomlin got an achievement award.
You have the most obscure award show, and then you put it on TBS.
Exactly.
It's like, thank you.
Yeah, there's no way you
TBS,
can find them.
I'd look, TBS has Conan. I would love TBS to get more notoriety. But they won't.
I don't know. I miss the days of Gomer Pyle at 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. That's
totally
what TBS
also,
is always going
to
be to me.
The Pro Bowl was on last night, so it's kind of like,
absolutely. Right.
So I found it funny that for the...
You are working with Dominic. I can tell the
I'm
Pro Bowl.
All in, man. I'm all in. In the know.
In the know.
It's all a drone throughout the football. I was excited.
What happened? What?
In the skills competition earlier in the week leading up to for Pro Bowl week.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations to Leesburg, Virginia for winning the flag football championship of the country.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was
wonderful.
Cut from the team. but I'm glad that my friends did so
they
well.
They had a drone drop the football for one of the actual skills competitions.
Bring the drone.
So a drone flew up and had a football, and then it just released it down. I was like, that is so cool. As a drone guy.
Yeah, normally if you wanted to see someone drop the ball, you'd have to get Tiki Barber on your fantasy team. So the SAG Awards last night, Lily Tomlin got an award for her body of work. And to introduce her 9 to 5 co-star Dolly Parton came out. And I love Dolly. And she makes a lot of great jokes at her expense. So let's close today with Dolly Parton, who's always great when she's on the SAG Awards.
Sweet of you. My goodness, look at this room, all these special people. I almost didn't get in. Seriously, I didn't. They were holding me backstage. They kept wanting to see my IDs. Well, I think it was IDs. Maybe it was just double Ds. I don't know, something about
that. Good joke.
I'm glad to get that off my chest. But anyway, of course, Jane and Lily are not my only two famous girlfriends, right? But anyhow... Somebody said be funny. I said, okay, I can't.
Man, she's going really to the boob humor.
Man, but
mandatory.
I tell you what, if I want my dream girl, I'm talking big rack and she owns a theme park. Yeah, that's my girl.
Dollywood.
That's your magic audio ball.
Where's your sound?
We got a little insight into what Rob looks like. The ideal woman.
Creep.
You know, I never would have added the theme park factor. But
Dollywood.
Yes, now it makes sense.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah, there's one ride you don't have to stand in line for.
Steamy sex and you get a turkey leg afterwards. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007.
Think we can close down the park?
Sure, honey. We can do whatever you want. Oh. If you want to send a birthday or a message for Rob in the mailbag, it's 2Bs, Rob2@2Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Threw me for a loop there at the end. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bumper cars.
Ciao, ciao.
Sandwich.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
I'm not going to watch the game.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.